Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Jujutsu. Let me shut that up. It's been a bit since we've talked jujutsu.
It's true.
Hello, this is episode 31. I know how to do the intro. Shut the fuck up. I'm Steven.
I'm JD. We did it.
Welcome. We made it back.
We made it.
It's time for another episode.
Did you miss this show?
I did.
You always enjoyed this show, I felt like.
I did. But the intro to season two, where it was in the past and everyone was not the main character. Well, they were kind of the main character.
It was like five episodes in the past to try
play the shitty games that suck ass.
Well, yeah, they're trying to set up Ghetto. And so you're like, I guess we kind of need to know who this is. Because you had Zero, which had him a little bit, but you didn't really get
We didn't know the lore.
Yeah, why and he is the way he is.
As we all know, I am a lore whore.
A lore whore. Amen.
I guess it's fine that we had to learn that. But now that we're back with the big three, as I like to call them.
Yes.
Is that fair to say that?
I think so.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed this episode.
This was a good one. So basically, it starts off with what's his face, Toto, his big bro, and some other girl with the bangs over her face,
May May. Yes, they're making the recommendations.
They're making a recommendation to approve these five students from two from Kyoto and three from Tokyo. To become what? Fucking class 1A?
Grade 1 sorcerers.
Class 1A?
Because once you're a grade 1 sorcerer and you're approved, you can go on missions, you can make more money, you can be more useful, you can get better. They're special grade, but grade 1 is like, hey, if you're at this level, you're kind of the people who run the world.
It's all just the same. Everything is just rankings.
So they do that. And then we see Yuji, Megumi, and Nobara trying to decide what they're going to do.
With the rest of their day. They've spent the whole day doing sorcery.
They had a mission, yeah.
And now they've got time to go shopping or see a movie or go home.
And the movie?
The movie is...
Human Earthworm 4?
Wormo Man movie. Get the fuck out.
Where the little worm babies come walking. Oh,
God, I hated that.
He's like, so it's really a love story.
Is it though? No. It's still just gore.
I was like, this has to be a real movie. There's no way there's not four human earthworm movies. Out there.
He was just a normal ass man that turned into an earthworm person. Like, what? How did they explain how it happened?
No, that's an earthworm one.
He just did it.
Falls in love with human,
an animal rights activist, and so
good.
She falls in love with him, and he's like, I'm not even human anymore, and she goes, you're more human than all of the normies out there.
Yes.
And then the normies come and kill him because he's different and a monster.
But his baby.
No, don't you realize that you're the monsters for killing him?
Right. It's like Frankenstein.
It's Frankenstein all over again. Frankenstein's monster. You didn't even know.
Yeah. He was the most.
I'm saying it was Frankenstein the book, not calling the monster Frankenstein. I know.
I understand that you know the difference.
Thank you.
I understand.
Anyway, I love the ping pong scene also. We skipped over that.
Well, that happens after that.
Does it?
Because that's after they talk about their day.
After.
Yeah, they go play ping pong and Toto's like, I'm going to go on missions with my brother.
My little bro, Mr. Yuji Itadora. We're going to go on all the missions together.
And I'm going to watch him grow to my level.
And Mei Mei is like, I don't think you are. And he's like, no, you don't understand. And they're having the most intense game of ping pong while this is happening. Like they're making the ball hit the table and spin so hard that it would theoretically move the table, like how fast this ball is spinning. Mei Mei's like, no, you don't understand, Mr. Toto. You can't go on missions with him for recommending him.
Yes.
And because you did that,
and I did as well, it will be someone other than the both of us.
And then he loses.
Yeah, he drops his battle.
He just completely gives up the ghost.
Table tennis is hard. I'm not very good at it.
Me too.
I try.
I'm terrible at it.
I try, but it's just...
I tried so hard and got so far. We've all done the fucking Linkin Park joke.
Thank you. Linkin Park.
You've done so many good things for us.
Yeah. high school all over again.
Mm. We love it.
We do.
We love Linkin Park.
Just the first album. The rest are ass. So there was a girl watching Yuji, Megumi, and Nobara earlier, mm-hmm. and she goes,
I love Fushiguro, whatever the fuck his name is. He's like, you guys still want to be out? I've been out for hours. Yeah. I'm ready to go home and go to sleep. I'm like, that's my man right there.
Yeah.
That guy gets it. Go home, go to sleep. That's all that you should be doing.
That's my spirit animal.
Mm-hmm.
So the girl comes up to Nobara.
She's like, hey, that boy you were talking to earlier. And by the way, she's tall.
She's very tall. Her name is Yuko.
Yuko.
And we come to find out she went to high school with Yuji.
Wow.
But she was much shorter and chubbier. Mm-hmm. And that was only a few months ago, apparently.
Yeah, it was like 6 months ago, and she grew 15 centimeters in that time. That's, what is that, like half a foot?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
15 centimeters?
So,
that's a lot.
So Nobara's like, it's like that, and Yuko's like, oh, it's like that.
Oh, it's like that.
Unless you have a crush on him, no.
No, it's not like that.
It's not like that at all.
In fact, my heart just skipped a beat. What was that feeling? It wasn't love. I know that much, but I need to get to the bottom of what this feeling is.
Yeah.
We'll find out later.
So she calls Ijichi to have Megumi brought back to the restaurant.
She's like, I can bring you someone who knows him a little bit better than me. If you want to try and talk to him, see if he's seeing anybody, right. Because she has a crush on him.
Right.
I wanted to confess my feelings to him, but
the last day of school,
worked up the courage to ask for a photo together. Yeah. Look, this is us. And she's like, what the fuck? You're so short.
Yeah, I hit my prime. I hit a spurt. So Megumi shows up and he's like, yeah, no, he doesn't have a girlfriend.
No girlfriend. I can't imagine him even having that kind of thinking about him. You know, he's a shonen protagonist. They
but
don't,
I do know that
they're
he's
asexual beings.
Yeah, he's into tall girls, and they're like,
ah! Tall girls with big booties.
Cheers. So Nobara calls Yuji, and he shows up, and no one thinks that he's going to recognize the girl, because at first he's like, who are you?
What's her face? She's like, oh crap, I didn't give him the heads up that she looks completely different. He's not going to recognize her. If the first thing that he says to her is, who are you? It'll just destroy her. And as someone who has had that happen to him, yes, it is destroying.
Yeah.
To have someone be like, and who might you be? And
have we met?
I've known you for 4 years.
You're my birth mother.
Anyway, but that's fine. It's fine.
He does realize, he's like, oh, it's Yuko. And Yuko starts to feel like shit after that. She's like, he always saw me for who I was. She has a flashback of her overhearing.
Her listening in on some boys being like, come on, Itadori, who would you date if you had to? And he's like, I don't like girls, but if I had to pick one, I'd pick Yuko.
She's neat and she writes clearly.
She has nice handwriting.
She's
and
nice.
The way that she eats is nice.
Yeah, and he calls her nice. He's like, and she's like, oh, they're all like, go on, she's fat. He's like, I don't ever see that.
Okay,
I guess
cool.
I hadn't noticed. She's nice and I like her.
Cool handwriting.
So she's like, fuck, I'm trying to be exactly like the people I hated.
I'm the turns out I was the monster all along. Even though, you know, I was always like, I wish people would see past my appearance. I'm doing that very same thing all the time.
Yeah.
We all do it. We've all got one.
We've all done it. So she doesn't ask for his number. She doesn't confess her feeling. She's like, if it happens, it happens. But he always saw me for who I really was. So maybe he's just not into that.
So maybe just a missed connection. But yeah. I don't know. I feel like this little story of slice of life, it's a good little...
It is.
It's a little moment.
It's a nice introduction back into our crew.
Mm-hmm. I hope nothing horrible happens to Yuko in this season. That would make me very sad.
Well, like his...
Why would I get the feeling they're setting this up as like, oh, this will be like that one friend
at the theater.
Where it's like, oh yeah, well, they're gonna be best friends. Yeah. But no, he died in the first season for real.
Terrible.
He gone.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you tease us? Like, are they gonna kill her off? Don't spoil it.
I'm not gonna tell you.
But am I close? I probably. It's fucking. I always make these dumb predictions that are not even close to anything.
Hey,
so
I want to see you. Oh, you just live your truth, bro. Just live your truth.
Live my truth.
That's what I
Stay
do.
Stay true to your heart.
It's my true.
True to your heart. True. That's when the heavens will part.
And be true to your school.
Shower you with nothing. Stop Open it. Your eyes. Remember 98 Degrees?
Yes, I remember.
It was in the Mulan soundtrack. And remember we when
built this dream together?
Is that the same song?
No, it's a different.
Nothing's
gonna stop us.
Is that 98 Degrees?
Nothing's no.
What it's are like you an 80s singing? Song. 80s. Yeah. No, I wasn't going that far back.
Well, I was born in the 80s, unlike you.
I was born in the 80s. Thank you very much.
Whatever, 89?
87. Thank you very much. Ooh, nice. I hope 89 is a time machine because mine's an 87.
Boo. So later we see them meet up with Utahime, and they're still trying to investigate who the mole at Jujutsu Kaisen.
There's a mole in Jujutsu Kaisen because there's no way that all of this information could have got leaked. And he suspects that it's someone from Kyoto.
Yeah, they figure out through process of elimination, it's got to be Makamaru.
Because it cannot be the other two. Right. Like, they are...
They're clear. They're totally clear. It's
beyond reproach.
So they're going to the place where Makamaru's like original body is.
Makamaru is the robot. He makes puppets.
Yes.
And he has one that's like robot from that Invincible show.
Yeah.
That's who this character was, kind of is.
It pulls off long-range surveillance.
Mm-hmm. And so he has puppets all over Japan. He has, like, some kind of, like, limiter removal on his power, right? What was it that some girl was saying?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I forget what it is, but it's called puppet manipulation, and he can go really far. And so
he can go really far with his puppet manipulation. He can have dozens of robots all over the country.
Yes, and so he's really good at surveillance and finding things because his host body, it's kind of like the Warhammer Titan, but better. Because the Warhammer Titan, you know, is an extension of yourself, but your body's real close. Mm-hmm. So if they just get to that, you're dead.
So he can just control a whole bunch of shit from his underground lair where he's always in bandages because he's horribly diseased thing.
Yeah, so his mech is talking to Miwa, and Miwa's like, hey, our notebooks are due today. And he's like, that's cool. I need to rest for a minute, though. Mm-hmm. So he basically shuts off because he knows someone's coming to visit him. We think it's Itadori and his group, but come to find out, it is not.
It's Geto and Mahito.
And it basically, oh, shit, Makamaru is the traitor.
Makamaru is the mole. How did we, it turns out that... the truth will out, as the Muggles say.
Yeah, they entered into a binding vow. He will give them information if they will fix his body.
They will heal him, and they can make it so that he can live a normal life. Imagine just always being in an enormous amount of pain for your entire life, and then one day that gets turned off.
Oh, like the dude in the Iron Lung. Did you see that?
The dude in the Iron Lung.
There's a man, he died.
Is that the name of a movie?
No, the... He lived in an iron lung for 70 years. He died yesterday.
Oh.
Since he was 8. He was 78, and he lived in an iron lung for 70 years.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, always being in constant pain and not being able to move. Like, literally, the only thing out of the iron lung is your head. Ugh. Your whole body is in this big-ass machine.
I hate that.
Sounds miserable. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like...
No, I agree. I hate that.
I feel like the technology had advanced.
I don't know.
Surely there can be something other
I don't know if they did anything else for polio, because he had polio. So, like, that's why he was in the iron lung.
Huh, interesting.
So now people don't get polio, is the thing. So there was an outbreak.
And why do you think that might be?
Technological advances?
Technological advances. Just so, like I said.
Mahito wants to kill him, and Geto's like, yo, we made a vow. You not following through on that vow is really going to be bad for you. Mm-hmm. So he does it. He does idol transfiguration, and then they're like,
he's like, I could kill you right now if I wanted to, but no, he can't because of the binding vow.
Right, so they do. He heals him, and then they're like, all right, now let's kill each
other. Now I'll kill you because I held up my part of the bargain. But Makamaru thinks that he can fight them off. He's like, all right, now that I'm healed, it's time for my Mecha Makamaru.
Right, so he fires like 35 of his little puppets at them.
Yeah.
They easily kill him, but while that's happening, he's able to.
Dude, I love that Mahito, while he's fighting these robots, he does a Monkey D. Luffy, and he makes a Gumu Gumu no Giganto fist.
Yes, he does.
And I just think that was kind of funny.
So, Mechamaru comes out in Mechamaru mode. Absolute. This is giant, cool looking.
It's a Evangelion looking very motherfucker. Much
so. And he's like,
it's a big ass robot. He's doing a Gundam.
Yeah, so he's piloting
it's a Gundam
from the inside, and he's saved up 17 years of cursed energy, and
he can use as power, as energy.
Yeah, that's what he uses, like, to shoot his cannons and shit like that. It's like time.
He uses time.
Time. The energy is stored through time or something like that.
He's going to use 1 year's worth of energy in the climax.
Yeah, to fire his first.
I guess the ending of this episode.
Because he realizes his only chance is to be able to contact Gojo to rescue him.
If Gojo's here, then he's safe because nobody can defeat Gojo.
And then he also says, and I need to let him know about their plans for Shibuya.
Shibuya roll call.
That's what he
Shibuya.
Says.
Shibuya.
So Geto puts a veil over the battlefield, which kind of sucks. So it was like, shit.
Dude, this fucking guy with the fucking veil. Come on.
Now I got to take out Mahito and Geto.
Yeah. Otherwise, how am I going to contact Gojo? Call him. Can't get another person to do it because of this fucking veil.
Damn it.
And damn it, Bobby.
Mahito is like, yeah, now I'm ready for a match. Let's go. And I love how Geto's like, hey, you want me to help? Don't you fucking dare.
You better not. I love how this is place on this destroyed dam.
Yeah.
It's a cool fight location.
Well, and Mechamaru's body, like, how do they know, one, how do they keep it secret, his location? And how does he get care and still keep it secret?
I don't know.
Like,
How much money is in sorcery?
How much money?
Like, have you thought about just the modern marvels that
come on.
It's too much.
It's too much.
I can't do it.
Your small brain couldn't handle it.
No, it's not that. It's just so I was thinking about this the other day. The cruise industry. There's so much money in cruises, right?
Yes, there is.
And so, there's so much, things that you have to build in order to make cruises happen. The cruise ship itself, just an astronomical amount of money. But because you can make money from it, they're like, well, we got to make this happen. And so just these engineering feats, these marvels, these just enormous pieces of machinery.
Yeah, they're getting bigger and bigger. Like, the new Royal Caribbean cruise liners are enormous.
Yeah, and there's I know that this isn't any time in the near future, but there's talks of soon there'll be flying cruise ships.
Why would you have it fly?
Helicarrier, from Marvel's Avengers.
Sign me up.
Right?
To the moon.
They will figure out how to do it because they can make money from it. So it's we got to figure out how to do this. How are we going to make a flying fortress? How are we going to make Howl's Moving Castle?
Have you ever been on a cruise?
I have.
How do you feel about them?
I hate it.
Why?
So much. It's just a parade of excess. And I hate it.
Why? I don't understand.
I don't know why I hate it, but I realized I went on a cruise back in November, and I hated every moment of it, and I don't want to do it again.
I got you.
I don't know why, but it just really set me off.
Set it off. 2014.
So, yeah, that's my little tirade about
I like it.
The things that we can accomplish because of money.
Because of money. You just throw money at something.
It used to be good old-fashioned
hard work.
Wars.
Wars,
that made things. Blood alone moves the wheels of history. Like
Have
the
you
space
ever had a
race.
Moment?
Let's talk about the space race real quick. Okay.
Which every man has.
So, 1908?
World War One?
No, Wright Brothers. The Wright Brothers, right? What year was that? 1906, 1908, something like that?
Around there, yeah.
60 something years later, we land on the moon. Okay.
Do you believe in that?
Yes. Get the fuck out of God,
I'm giving you shit. I know you.
Anyway.
Sure, we landed on the moon.
60-something years from being able to fly for a minute to landing on the moon.
Yeah.
That's wild, right?
It is wild.
But well, there was just such a need to
what's really
to
wild
conquer the moon.
Is what you look at the equipment that they fucking flew to the moon with, you like, oh my god.
Well, yeah. It's interesting, the ghosts.
Ooh,
yeah.
Like the shit that those rockets and those little spaceships, you're like, I wouldn't fly to the moon in that shit right now.
They had to be so precise and everything had to be like mechanically engineered.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It is wild. It's wild.
But it's so interesting. To me, like, for some reason, rocketry, like all of that, is streets ahead of building a giant-ass cruise ship. I still love, like, the idea of a huge cruise ship. I think that's really cool and all, but a rocket?
And
like,
how they float?
That's to go to the moon, like, and all that. That's theoretically for, like, knowledge purposes, not just... Oh, can we make a profit? Although I'm sure that was part of it. They're like, well, what if the moon really is cheese? And then we just had an endless supply of cheese.
Yes.
You're going to want that cheese.
Cheese that makes itself.
What if there was gold under the moon? Mm. Then it would be like, well, we gotta mine the moon.
There'll be gold in their hills.
Anyway, I don't know
where you're going here. I like this.
Do you like my tangent?
This is greatness.
Thank you. I just wanted to talk about big... machines, because I do love a good big machine, don't you?
Well, like
the closest we'll get to Gundams is cruise ships.
Those big ass fucking like bulldozers and shit.
The walker,
the DC-10s and shit like that.
What's the walker? The steam shovel that you like? The thing that has to walk because it's too heavy.
Oh yeah.
What is it called?
I forget what that's called.
Pyro hijacker.
Yeah, that thing is fucking cool. That thing is fucking cool.
It has to walk because it treads will just sink. It couldn't. Yeah. Move.
That thing is fucking awesome. I know it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forget what that's called.
Quad Magellan.
Yeah. We're one day closer to AT-ATs. They're coming. Yeah. They're coming. They are coming, which are the most impractical fucking troop carrier in history of design.
But they look dope as shit.
They do look dope as shit. And I would love to build a Lego one.
I love the entrance to Star Tours at Disney's Hollywood Studios. I loved that as a kid. I really thought the thing was going to shoot at me because it's super cool. Every once in a while it does shoot. It shoots water, but it makes a sound effect and everything. And I just remember being just so blown away as a kid. Just like, it's real. I can't believe that it's really real and it's right there. And you go inside and R2-D2 and C-3PO are having a conversation. You're like, what the fuck? Oh, it was so beautiful to experience that as a child.
Yeah, they're adding more to Star Tours this year.
Adding more to Galaxy's Edge, you mean? Star Tours is the ride.
Star Tours. They're adding a new scenario.
They're changing it. They're not.
They're
like,
adding more another scenario. Adding onto it. They're adding stuff from Mandalorian
really cool.
And from Ahsoka.
Oh, that's awesome. That's what's really cool about the ride system is because you can just constantly update it and you can,
it's different every time you ride it.
Yeah.
I mean, you eventually, if you ride it enough times, you'll ride one that you've seen before. Yeah. But
I've seen plenty. I always see the Wookiee planet. I always get that one.
Oh, I didn't get the Wookiee planet. What did we get?
You would have loved the Wookiee planet.
Yeah. Kashyyyk is the name of the Wookiee planet. I'm a nerd. I know this shit. So I'm glad we're back doing the show. I enjoyed it. And I'm excited for you to see the rest of the season because it gets fucking wild. Wild.
Yeah, I heard. I heard a lot of the rumblings back when the episodes were new a few weeks, months ago.
Weeks, months, years, all of those things.
So
we're happy to be back. We hope y'all like it.
I'm digging this Gundam Evangelion.
Yeah, we'll see how that turns out.
Monkey D. Luffy, One Piece.
We'll look forward to that, Greg.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see how much of his 16 years that he has.
How big is a 1 year blast? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's my
ultra cannon.
You've been dry for a year, dry spell. That's gonna be a big blast.
Yikes!
You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna be shooting some ropes.
That's right. Yeah, you're gonna go for the record on that one.
Whoop! Distance.
Yeah.
Most distance.
Did I hit 30 feet? Oh, gotta wait another year. Try again. Mm-hmm. That sounds awful.
Have you heard of
no
gooning?
No.
You haven't heard of gooning?
I have not. What is gooning?
Gooning.
Oh, shit.
It's essentially edging.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's just another word for edging.
Okay.
So then I was just going to say, like, have you ever tried, if you want to go for distance, I recommend gooning.
Goonied.
I've been edging all day. You'll get some distance if you goon long enough.
You used to say that a lot, too. I've been edging all day.
Yeah, I used to talk about edging. Now I talk about gooning, because that's the new meme word that the kids are saying.
Sweet.
It's me, Dream.
And that's on God, bro.
That's what the mask is. That's what the point of the mask is.
That's what's up.
It is me, Dream.
Dude, that was the most ridiculous reveal. The Dream reveal? So stupid.
I still haven't seen the Dream reveal. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Was it Drew Gooden?
No.
Not Drew Gooden. The other one. Danny Gonzalez. They're the same person.
Sure.
That's what the mask is.
When disguised host.
The point of the mask is.
He revealed himself accidentally.
Oops.
Yeah. Because he used to wear a piece of bread on his face. Disguised like a cat? Toast. No, like a big fake piece of bread. And so his name was Disguised Toast. And it's still Disguised Toast, but now you see his face. All right. You should check out our Discord. Link in the show notes.
It is me, Dream.
And you can also check out our other shows. That will be on our Discord. You can see all of that. We're glad to be back. We know you've missed us. We've missed you. We'll be back next week to see if Mechamaru Mode Absolute has any chance versus Mahito and Geto.
Is the Ultra Cannon going to destroy?
Does a one-year blast have enough really going to fuck up Idol Transfiguration?
I would have just been like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go all 17 years.
Yeah, fuck. One shot.
Kablingy.
One go. Well, it should go half and half. Eight and a half, eight and a half. One for each of them.
No, I would have just done all of it. That's me, though. That's just me. I'm like, I don't want there to be a chance like that I'll lose. If I can destroy with, I'll use all that I have. That wasn't phrased very well at all.
I understand what you meant.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down. All right.
All right.
We don't have a sign up for this, do we? Catch you on the beans or something else?
I will hit you with the chips.
Yeah. Just farewell. We'll see you next time.
Toodaloo.